Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 22nd parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chaf Beis, Mishnah Yud. Ha'asla Tameh Medrus Tameh Meis. A bathroom chair can become Tameh through Tumas Medrus, and also can become Tameh through Tumas Meis. Pirsha, if the seat is separated from the frame of the toilet, Ha'or Tameh Medrus, the leather that you use as the seat can become Tameh through Tumas Medrus, because it's still usable as a seat. Va'barzel Tameh Tameh Meis. And the metal frame is Tameh Tumas Meis, because you can't use it as a seat without the leather top to it, but still, it can be a kli that you use in some way or another. Hatraskel shechipui shel ar tamei medrus tamei meis. A traskel where the cover was made of leather can become tamei tumas medrus, because you sit on it, and it can become tamei tumas meis as well. Pirsha, if the leather cover was removed from the wood, ha'or tamei medrus, the leather is still tamei tumas medrus, because you can still use it to sit on it. Vatraskel tahor miklum, but the wooden part is going to be tahor from any type of tuma, because it's no longer usable as anything, can't hold anything. Safsalin shebemerchatz, the benches that are in a merchatz, that are in a bathhouse, that people sit on while they're bathing. Ushtei raglav shel eitz, and two of its legs are made out of wood. Tamei, the two legs can become tamei through tumas medrus, even though the seat is made out of stone and is not mekabel tuma. Acha shel eitz v'acha shel evin, if one of the legs is made out of wood and the other one out of stone, tahar, then it's tahar. Hanesorin shebemerchatz, the boards that are on the floor of the bathhouse that sort of separate the people standing there from the hot water underneath, sheshgaman, that you smoothed out, Rabbi Akiva Matami, Rabbi Akiva holds that they're able to be mekabel tumas medrus, and the Chum say that they're tar, because they're just there so that you don't fall into the water, so that the water doesn't run, you know, the water that's going underneath them, it just protects you from falling in, but it's not really meant for you to comfortably sit on. Kankilin sheishba base Kabbalah ksus tameya. If you have a kankilin that's shaped like a basket and has a place to put clothing inside of it, so it's a kind of thing that you would put clothing inside of it, and then the clothing would take on the aroma of whatever it is, whatever incense or whatever it is that you're burning. Vasuyuka kaveras, if it's made like a beehive, so it's open at both ends, and you spread the clothing over the top of it. Tahora, so that's tahora because it does not have a base kibul. Moving on to Parachav Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Hakadur, a ball that has stuffing. Vahimum, or a shoe form that is stuffed. Vakameya, or an amulet. Vatfilin, or tfilin that is, you know, has inside it, has parshios. Shenikru, that becomes torn. So it was tame first, and then it became torn. So now you see what's on the inside. Hanogeh behen tame. Anyone who touches the outer part is tame, because you touched a tame base kibul, a tame leather thing that has a base kibul. But if you only touch what's on the inside, you tahar, because that's not considered to be attached to the container. Ha'ukaf shenikra, if a leather saddle becomes torn, and the stuffing on the inside becomes exposed, if you touch that which is on the inside, your tamei, because the stitching connects it to the leather. So the leather and the stuffing it contains is considered one big kli, and the stuffing becomes tamei, just like the leather saddle itself. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud, we learned about a toilet seat and the different parts of it, which parts are mekabel tuma and not, and a truskel, which is like also a leather frame that's attached to a leather seat that's attached to a wooden frame, and the benches in a merchatz, and the floorboards in a merchatz, and the things that you would make clothing aromatic with. And then in Mishnah, in Parachav Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we discussed leather things that have something stuffed inside of them, like tefillin, like a shoe form or a kameya. So if they become tamei, you touch the outer part of it, the leather part, you become tamei, but the inner part, you do not become tamei. And then we discussed a saddle as well, that if a saddle becomes torn and you see the stuffing inside of it, you even become tamei from touching the stuffing, because when it's stitched closed, that makes it all one big unit, all one big piece, and therefore if the outer part was tamei, the inner part is tamei as well. But as Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parachav Gimel Mishnah Beis.